This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. It's been a difficult weekend for thousands in northwest Louisiana and east Texas who've been without power since Thursday night as a result of severe storms. Jeff Palermo tells us more.
The damage to SWEPCO's power grid is extensive, and to work to get electricity flowing again is labor-intensive.
There's a lot to the process, but we're going to work very methodically, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood.
That's SWEPCO spokesperson Michael Corbin, who says it may take until Saturday before power is restored to the hardest-hit areas of the Shreveport area. Caddo Parish officials say cooling centers are open, and there are areas where residents can get water and ice.
Right now, we're looking at 2 bags of ice per family, 4 per vehicle.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
And Union and Lincoln Parishes hard hit in Louisiana, as well as areas of Crossett and Hamburg without power today. State police are investigating an officer-involved fatal shooting in Pineville Sunday morning. Troopers say police had an encounter with a male subject who reportedly began shooting at them. The male subject died on the scene. The investigation into that shooting is ongoing. The Louisiana Department of Health reports about 3,000 Louisianians were hospitalized or treated from heat-related illness. Parishes with the highest rates of heat-related hospitalizations were in central and north Louisiana. The report is part of a CDC program through the year 2026. I'm Corey Crow.